The Wire Riots, resting comfortably within the margins of metal, punk, and prog rock. The porn rock pioneers and indie rock mavens are back to put their spell upon the masses with their hit song and award-winning video, Wiccan Wives, from their self-titled LP. Get your copy at thewireriots.com today. And don't forget the live B-sides album, www.buyithere.bandcamp.com.
Approaching Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Broadcasting from far across the Commonwealth and beyond, you're listening to the Steel Plaza Podcast. I am your host, Adam. And if you recall last week, I told you there was going to be another round of false flag attacks, another round of crisis actors, and there was. Now, you may ask yourself, how did I know this? How did I know this? Without any precognition of any events happening. You may ask yourself, how did I get here? You may say to yourself, this is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. Only kidding. But seriously, how do I know? I don't have a crystal ball, people. I have a crystal mind. And I'm good at history. I'm good at events. And I can see where things are going and where things are leading up to. It is truly, truly that simple if you do your homework and you do the math. But who has time? Who has time for any of that when there's so much time to protest, right? Protest everything, right? That's a good use of your time on this planet, I think. I don't know. I don't understand the logic behind it, protesting. I don't. You are essentially going somewhere, which is typically outside, with a piece of cardboard with words written on it so people can read and understand your message, and screaming and walking around in circles sometimes. At the end of the day, when the protest is over, do you come home and think, man, I really made a difference. I changed the world today, man. I really did something. Is that what you really think? Do you think that your protest caused a yes man in a high office window to run to the head of whatever it is and say, sir, we have a problem. There's people out there with cardboard. We need to make a change right now. I don't think so. And even if that happened, in your crazy mind, if that happened, how would you know? How would you know if you made any difference? You're outside walking in circles screaming. It's nonsense. Do something with your life. Here's a thought. Want to make a change without going outside and screaming, without going to Joann Fabrics and buying poster board and paint markers? How about this? Sign a petition. You can do that online with a mouse click. You can sign a petition with a pen and your hand. A little easier, right? Plus, think of all that free time you have left over just to do something with your life. Do something, man. Write a song. Start a podcast. Have some record of your life, people. Have some record of your life. Because if you think about it, everyone is going to eventually die, right? And everybody's going to have a eulogy, typically, depending on your religion. Do you want them to say at your eulogy, he or she was a great and brilliant individual. He or she loved protesting for their beliefs and their belief system. He or she loved The Walking Dead and various other popular television programs. That is not where you want to be at the end of the day. I guarantee you that. That's no good. You want some record of your life, people. So start making one, okay? All right, so a fan of the show from the Facebook group Crisis Actors and False Flags asked, can you please share this post from Brent on your show? So here's the post from Brent from the Facebook group Crisis Actors and False Flags. This is the motive behind the recent events. Expanded background checks for gun ownership. There are two bills that have been recently getting a lot of traction. One is called H.R. 918, Veteran Urgent Access to Mental Health Care Act. This bill was passed first in order to enact the second bill. Here's a link to it and a news story. The second bill, H.R. 4240, the media calling it Thompson King Proposed Anti-Criminal Pro-Second Amendment Gun Control Bill. In it, if anyone has been prescribed marijuana for anxiety or depression, you will not be able to own a gun. If you have been diagnosed with depression and have slash are taking medications like Prozac, you cannot own a gun. If you were in the military and you're receiving benefits for PTSD, you cannot own a gun. If you are on Social Security benefits due to any mental health issues, you as well cannot own a gun. That's basically 50% of Americans. He goes on to say, here's what the progressive liberals have been up to, all the while claiming it's to bump gun stocks. They claim it's a bipartisan bill, yet only three Republicans have been conned into it. Bill H.R. 4240, first government report, November 3rd, 2017. And here's a link to that from the Times Herald Online. Its official public name is Public Safety and Second Amendment Rights Protection Act of 2017. So he has a lot of links here and a lot of information. A listener asked us to share from Crisis Actors and False Flags. So that post has been getting a lot of traction in its own right in positive and negative comments. A lot of them were people that say, I hate America. You know, I need to get out of America. And then there's the people that are right next to them under those comments saying, then just leave. There's nothing keeping you here. But wait, it's not that simple, is it? For somebody to just up and leave the country, they have to get a passport. Some of their family lives here still. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts. If you don't like it here, just leave. It's an answer, but it's not a simple answer. People have jobs they can't just walk away from. They have family they just can't walk away from. But on the other end of the spectrum, if you're that person saying that you hate it here, you hate it in the United States so much that you want to leave, but you don't, and you don't take any steps to make that happen, then you are the equivalent of a child holding its breath until it gets its way. That's what you are, people. Okay, today on the show, joining us, Adjutant Professor of Music Jay Weaver and Sound Color Production Studios, the talented and always hilarious Rianne Rose, and get out your tinfoil hats and put some food out for the cats, Amy Rose from Down the Rabbit Hole will be joining us to help us suspend our disbelief and to unlearn everything the mainstream media has taught us to know what is fact. Right back here on the Steel Plaza podcast. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Me neither. You know why? Because I called Home Advisor. My dryer used to sound like a C-130 taking off out of an Air Force base out of Kandahar. But I called Home Advisor, and now it doesn't sound like that. They came to fix it. I called them one call, one 5-minute call, and they got here and they fixed everything. And here's the other thing about Home Advisor. You can call them for anything. You need an air conditioner changed from one side of your house to the other, they'll do it. If you need a roof on your house, they'll fix it. Home Advisor connects you with professionals and they will make sure that everything is on the level. Home Advisor. You can give them a call at 844-278-8360. That's 844-278-8360. Maybe you're bored. Maybe you have no one to speak to. It's 844-278-8360. There will be a professional to speak with you today on your home problems. Maybe you saw a turtle in your yard. Who knows? That's not good. That could be a problem if you live in the Midwest. It's 844-278-8360. Home Advisor, give them a call today. So here we are, and the first thing I want to talk about is the Me Too movement, and it's absolutely out of control right now. Comedians are going down the drain. Hollywood's going down the drain. Pretty soon, it's just going to be Rayanne Rose at the Hollywood Bowl by herself.
Yeah, just talking about cats and that I saw a turtle, you know?
Yeah.
That's all that's left.
That's it.
No vagina monologues?
I'll do that too. I'll have time because about 300 other people already went down. So
that's
I'll be doing shows every day, every hour.
Went down, you know?
They went down.
They went down with this whole thing.
You're expecting Jerry Seinfeld? Guess what? He's in fucking jail.
Weens, peens, and teens.
That's
disgusting.
Right. Disgusting. For the 385th day in a row, Rayanne Rose at the Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
And it comes down to turtles and cats about the end, you know? You know, that's how we're all going out.
That's how we're all going
You're
going
to listen to me talking about turtles.
That's what I want to hear.
Oh, I saw a turtle last night.
Did you see a turtle?
Yeah, he was walking really slow.
And that's what people will pay top dollar for, because
everybody's
in jail.
Everybody's in jail. And there'll be no one to basically govern me, because all the politicians will be gone, you know, down too. So we have no government. It's a free-for-all.
That's right. Al Franken squeezing boobs through a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, I wonder. I look at that, and I watch that video.
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Yes, and I saw it, and I looked at him, and he looks like a crazy, drunken Will Ferrell that's, like, psychotic. And Amy, you're a psych nurse. You know what psychotic looks like. He looks psychotic, and he actually looks like he put a fork in a socket, you know, electrical socket at the same time. And then, you know, he's diving in on her vest, but they said her chest and her breasts, but maybe he was just checking equipment, like government equipment, the government-issued equipment that doesn't really... I mean, you guys are in the Army. I mean, who knows? I mean, what did he really touch?
I don't know. What was her name? Leanne Tweeden?
Yeah.
And she was in a Whitesnake video, or is that somebody else?
That's someone else.
Okay.
Oh, no, that was the lead singer's girlfriend.
Tawny Kitaen.
Yeah. Tawny Kitaen.
Tweeden is Gene Simmons' wife.
Yes.
That's her. Okay.
Shannon Tweed.
Yeah.
I'm getting all these people.
You're getting all
confused. Plethora of information over here. I have no idea.
And I'm Randy Rhodes.
That's right, you're Randy Rhodes. Because I always confuse her name with Randy Rhodes, not Rayanne Rose, Randy Rhodes. David Lee Roth. Why has he not been brought up in this conversation?
Who knows when the musicians are going to be next?
I mean, we're talking about politicians, we're talking about Hollywood. Why not the music industry?
Yeah, because David Lee had the paternity insurance back when he was in his heyday.
And you could tell what got him excited because of his pants, you know? I mean, it wasn't too hard.
Funny thing about Van Halen, they actually went out and bought women's clothes in a Hollywood store because they didn't have, like, guys' clothes to perform on stage, so they bought women's clothes.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how, like, when you see that on stage, you don't think anything of it. But if you see someone like that walking in the mall, you're like, what the hell? When you see it on stage, you're like, whatever. You know, it's Hollywood. You know?
Nice. That looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like when Poison, they were, you know, hermaphrodites.
When Poison was hermaphrodites?
Yes.
You know, that album cover, man. These are all makeup, and, you know, they're all, like, can't tell.
Major sock bulges in Brad Michaels.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What is going on there?
Pickle or something.
Holy smokes.
Every rose has its thorn, am I right? There's a thorn coming out of there.
Straight up eggplant hanging out.
A gourd.
It's a gourd. Every gourd has its thorn.
Touch my gourd.
Yes.
I'm going to be there.
But he's got diabetes, as they say, he's got diabetes. So I feel bad for him. I think he's type B or type 2. What is it called?
He's got sugar.
I said type B.
He got the diabetes.
He's Medicare type 2.
He's Medicare part 2.
With his eggplant.
Right.
He has to shoot insulin into his eggplant.
Oh.
Terrible.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
With that big
purple thing away. Nobody wants to
know. Oh, my
God.
Yeah, which would be worse, orange or purple?
I don't know.
Eggplants are purple, right?
Yeah, they're purple.
Well, I'm thinking of gourds.
Gourds.
Yeah, the first time I saw an eggplant, like my dad gave me one. He grew it in the garden. He gave it to me, and I was like, ugh, and I chucked it down the yard. It's so disgusting. So if they're using that, I mean, who wants that? No one wants to see it. No one wants to touch it. No one wants to do anything with it. Throw it.
I've never eaten it. I've seen it.
An eggplant?
Yeah, I've never eaten one.
Eggplant parmesan?
No.
You're not missing too much.
Tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
A lot of things I don't eat. I eat a lot of meat, a lot of red meat. Mm-hmm. I got off track because I was thinking about food.
Okay, we were talking about
Brett Michaels
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and he had insurance. Yeah, because of these things, so...
Fraternity, yeah.
Why hasn't this movement hit the music industry? Why?
Well, yeah, and then you hear about, like, Wilt Chamberlain. He, you know, theorized that he had 20,000 women.
20,000? Oh.
Over his... Yeah. his.
That's 30. Mathematically impossible.
That's a dirt McGirt right there.
Yes.
He's got something.
It's mathematically impossible.
No, they figured it out.
He's got everything. Possible.
Really?
Yeah. Something's dripping. Some
MIT guy figured out the equation for it.
I mean, if somebody figured it out, then I guess it's possible, but I mean, that's like...
That's 20,000 people with STDs, and then all the people on nursery. I mean, it's endless.
And so
it's
on. So
I mean, what effect. It is? Look at the entire United States of America is affected by this one man.
Wow.
We need a vaccine. The Wilt Chamberlain vaccine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Typhoid Wilt.
Typhoid Wilt. Disgusting. I don't know. I don't think it's possible. I mean, another thing about that and mathematical impossibilities is the Police song where he says, I vow to call her up 1,000 times a day.
Oh, we did
not
the math
possible.
On that. Yes, we did the math on
absolutely
one.
Impossible. Because you have to wait for
the dial tone
for her to answer. If you get to the answering machine, right, mm-hmm. it's impossible.
No, that's a lot of time on your guys' hands.
I know. That's
figure that out. Wow. Yeah.
He says, I vow to call her up 1,000 times a day. No. You can't. You cannot call her 1,000 times a day.
Well, you know, when
and
you're
if you
at
do,
work, you just kind of, you know, that was something that we were thinking about and doing calculations
all day. Well, what's the
day?
Number that you can call up?
Something to do.
At least 4.
What? A day?
I mean, if you're a sane person, but why is Sting calling this girl 1,000 times a day? It's insane.
He's Sting.
It's insane.
Because he's Sting.
If she's not answering, stop calling.
Yeah. She's
I hope
like,
he's not
what?
Using a payphone.
Dude,
that's a lot of money. No, we should. That's our next thing. We're gonna look at how much it costs.
A payphone.
A payphone.
It's English, so they have those like Doctor Who call boxes.
Yeah, there you go. So we can call you 1,000 times a day. That'd be $25,000.
I dare you to call me 1,000 times a day. In one day.
Oh, Adam.
Let's see if we can do it.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to call him $25,000 or 1,000.
Does that mean you're actually going to answer?
No,
I won't answer.
Yeah.
I just want to see if she can call me 1,000.
Well, it's easy on a phone. You just, you know, tap. Oh, maybe I'll take your challenge. We'll
it
see.
Might work if you have your phone off, because then it goes automatically.
That's right.
So you might be able to get it in.
Okay, challenge.
Oh.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, man.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Speaking
she
of
have,
ridiculous.
She had, like, bloody fingers. Little nubs.
Start using the cat's paw to hit the send button. The cat's just like, nee.
Or you can just tell Siri to call Adam 1,000 times.
Siri.
Siri's
oh.
like, fuck
oh.
you, man. I'm like, over it.
Not
Siri.
Mathematically
get yourself
possible.
Another cat and
right,
stop
yeah.
calling.
Well, Siri's like the same thing as Google's Alexa, you know,
yes.
right. mm-hmm. almost. And that's like, good morning, wiretap. How's the weather going to be today? You know?
Yes.
Yeah, which is sexier, Alexa or Siri?
I think it's the voice.
Right.
Yeah, I think you can change their voice, too.
You can change their... their dialect and
oh, yes.
language.
You can make them sound British or like Jackie Brown or whatever.
Have
you
ever
want.
Heard Siri rap?
No.
You never heard that?
No, I never actually was inclined to do
yes.
that.
Yes, let's hear it.
Yeah,
okay.
let's hear it.
Hey Siri, rap for me.
It actually raps.
Okay, here goes. I wrote this one myself. Apologies in advance to the Sugar Hill Gang. I said a hip hop, save me from the clippy, the peak, peak and pop and you don't stop. Space rocket, to the pong pong dookie, say up jump the dookie, to the rhythm of the apology.
Nice.
Wow. What?
Was that
That's
English?
Great.
Was that English?
Well, he makes up his own words. Oh, the Sugar Hill, you know.
Oh,
okay. Awesome.
Oh.
Nice. He's going.
Wow.
Can you do that?
No. I couldn't wrap a bag.
Oh, man. So we kind of wanted to do today sort of like an Academy Awards for crisis actors that Amy brought. And she has a top 10, or is it 20, or is it...
I have so many.
So many.
And I just threw a few in that I know to be proven. The ones that I put in my top 10 are proven.
Okay.
I didn't, but there's
so there are
so
the, the nominees for...
Yeah.
Okay.
The best...
Mm-hmm.
Proven.
Assholes. I mean...
Fill in the blank. Crisis actors.
Yes.
Of all time.
Well, these are the people that are...
These are nominees.
They're begging for money online, and they're obviously actors.
Yeah, I mean, these are just some... Like, a lot of eyewitnesses. These, like I said, these are the ones... I do have a Buddy of the Year award.
Oh, Buddy of the Year. We can add that to our awards.
Okay. That will go to Mike Kronk, who saved his buddy. He never knows his name, actually, in Las Vegas. His buddy got shot 3 times in the chest. Never mentions his name. But he's like, yeah, we wheeled him around in a wheelchair, my buddy and I. We were waiting for my buddy. Never mentions his name ever.
In the chest?
He actually looks to me like Robbie Parker in a beard.
Mm. Robbie Parker.
Robbie Parker from Sandy Hook. The getting into character. Yeah, because his daughter Emily just died a couple hours ago, and he's laughing as he comes onto the podium. That's awesome. That's an awesome one, too. He's one of my top 10.
All right, so let's kick it off, Amy. Who do you got for... Let's go from the bottom up.
Okay, so number 10.
Now number gonna, 10, here we I'm, go.
I have to pull this up for you because this is funny. You know, you ever seen the squirrel or the prairie dog? It's like, Ellen, Ellen, Ellen.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so there's this Manchester, the London Underground attack, and this is an eyewitness. So I hope that if I play this, you guys can hear it. It's like, Ellen, Ellen. And this is the one where the girl comes out with a bandage on her head, like she's got wisdom teeth. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay, hilarious. Okay, listen. There's just been a shooting. Now, he's the only one screaming. Everyone's just walking around.
And you have some girl in the background.
Seriously? And people believe this stuff? Are you... Ellen!
I like that. It's like Rocky.
That stuff.
Adrian.
Adrian!
Yeah. Adrian! Yeah. He's standing there. There's like people just looking at him, walking past, going, and there's supposedly just a shooting in this, you know, subway or whatever it was. So I thought that was good. Well, I guess maybe the award would go to the people walking around him because they're just walking by like nothing has happened, apparently. And he's all distraught. Ellen!
Right.
He's just standing there looking for someone. And apparently nothing has happened.
Obviously, Ellen.
Yeah.
And he's holding his own phone.
And he's filming himself. He's like videotaping himself doing this. Who does that?
What a jackass.
Who does that? Who even freaking does that? He's like doing this. Ellen! Seriously, come on. Okay, Brian Claypool is number 9 I have. He's the CNN crisis actor. He's an attorney. He's anti-gun. He is obviously... an actor. There is no denying this. And then he comes on in the Vegas thing. He was an eyewitness. He was in a lot of stuff. Main thing that people will know him from, if you look him up, he was in the Vegas shooting. Nice, bright, clean, you know, Route 91 t-shirt. Mm. Nothing dirty, but apparently he had been rolling around on the ground with girls. Another pedo. We got another pedo here.
Pedo and a speedo.
But he's a CNN commentator. Yeah. He's got his own webpage. You can look. See, it's called Brian Claypool Media.
Mm.
And he's a proven actor, and he's terrible at it. And he's one of those hyperventilation, huff and puff people, too.
Who's our favorite guy? The guy that over-exaggerates
Yes, from CBS.
CBS.
Yes. What's Baby Pants. We call him Baby Pants.
We call him Baby Pants.
We bring up Baby Pants probably every episode because we see him every week. And
is this a crisis actor?
No. He might as well be, you know?
He's a CBS guy, and he over-exaggerates every situation. The storm I'm standing in is absolutely outside of possibilities. Mm. And it's like mildly raining.
Oh, right.
It's that guy.
The wind against my face. The shudder of the teeth. You can hear the chatter all around me.
Meanwhile, there's a green screen with a giant fan.
Maybe he's practicing. Maybe he'll be the next crisis actor.
And his pants are so tight.
Well, he wore stretch pants. We're talking about David Lee Roth. Yeah. Bring us full circle here. We got baby pants, and that's why we call him baby pants.
But he's wearing, like, a newsman's top, but his pants are baby
and
pants.
I think he has a sock in there, too.
You can see his religion. And he's standing in the waist-deep water.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
You can hear the screams from the hillsides right here where I'm standing. No roofs on these houses.
I'm gonna turn the big fan off first.
Yes.
This is blowing my hair.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
And they always put him in Puerto Rico, no matter what day of the week, he's in Puerto Rico. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Yeah. That was another one, too, the mayor. I saw someone posted something on, I think, the crisis.
Yeah.
In False Flags page, someone posted something about, I forgot to look that up, that the mayor, whatever her name is, of Puerto Rico, looks exactly like one of the other crisis. It's somebody who is actually an actor, an actress.
Huh.
And I can't remember. Do you remember seeing that post? She's one of, like, a Saturday Night Live actress, or... I can't remember who she is. Someone posted it.
That group goes so fast and so frequent, it's hard to keep up with. A lot of stuff, for me, too long, didn't read. You know? like, if I don't see something in four sentences, I'm just like, next.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there now that, like, is really...
There is. There's a lot of stuff.
Videos that they're, like, comparing this actress and actor. They're pulling out a lot of actor stuff now, and it just doesn't... see the connection.
No, I don't either. And a lot of it goes back... Yeah, a lot of it goes back to the whole, you know, Hollywood's going down the drain because of, like, you know, touching peens and whatever Kevin Spacey did, you know?
Yeah, like,
I don't know what he did.
I don't know if they're just, like, kind of...
What did Kevin Spacey do?
Oh, he touched that little boy, got on top of some little boy. Like, that's disgusting.
At a party or something?
Yeah.
I used to like Kevin Spacey.
Had no idea he was gay.
I didn't. Well,
he said he was gay like 10 years ago. Like, why is he gay again?
I wasn't following his life. I don't know if he's gay, but can he be gay and then not gay again?
I guess you can do that, right?
Like, back and forth, I guess.
As long as you don't change your...
But he announced that he was gay 10 years ago.
Molly was like that, wasn't she? She went back and forth.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, you're talking
yeah.
about her just being bi.
Well, what's the difference?
Okay. Well, I mean, like, she never tried to...
I guess they're all curious.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
Bi curious.
I don't know.
All I know is that she has veneers, and it makes her speak horribly.
What does she have?
Yeah, and
veneers.
Her upper lip, it sticks out.
Veneer?
So
the
same thing that Bill Cowher has, the fake teeth up front.
Yeah.
So it makes her have this weird timbre of voice.
He might have dentures.
You think?
Do people get dentures still?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Dentures. Mm-hmm. We got off track. Continue.
Anyway, okay. Like I said, these are just the ones that I kind of...
What number are we on?
Okay. We're on number 8, I think, right?
Okay.
Yes.
And that, of course, is my buddy and your buddy, Brayden Matika.
Oh, that's love, that guy. I can't believe he wasn't
up there further.
Well, I have reasons for putting the other people up further, because he's a piece of shit.
He is.
But listen,
He is a living piece of wet cat shit.
Yeah. And so now, this is what a piece of shit this person is, okay? So